He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so now what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think it's a fake.
You think it's fake?
What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me a somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves and a has-been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.
Hello, everyone. Hello, and welcome to the Sports Opinion Show. I, of course, am your host, Matt Alvarez, broadcasting to you live from San Leandro, California. Summertime is here. You know, let's get into this. Oh, man, I tell you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's amazing what can happen in only a two-week span of what's gone down in the world of sports. I feel that after this week, with all the speculation and all the rumors, you know, it's probably a good thing that we meet every week on Fridays, because it allows us together, you and I, the opportunity and the privilege. All the rumor speculation on a Friday, because on Monday, on Sunday and Monday, you're going, oh my God, what just happened? What did I just see? Oh no. What happened? Did somebody just bite somebody? That's what through the World Cup, right? Yeah, I know about that too, even though I didn't watch any of it. I know what the heck's going on. But a lot of great things happened too. Anybody would care to talk about the Giants no-hitter this week? Those are my boys. Oh, man, I can't. I tell you, ladies and gentlemen, it's the way it is. It's the way it is. Now, you can't really control how people act, but you can control their emotions by being the best owner, manager, or promoter. All the fans, your best. You know who your best players are. You know who you need in a secondary role to be the best player. I was trying to say those types of things in the most positive way I know how to say it without being rude or insincere. That was the reason for the long pause. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you, it's crazy. And it's crazy, too, because I'm not sure what's going to happen with our chat room. The chat room is open, by the way. Our very own DDP informing me last night that he might not be able to be with us in the chat room because of a very serious problem he's got going on in his house that his parents had to take care of immediately. Bed bugs. DDP and his family have bed bugs. Like, well, did you mind sharing with me a picture here? So on social media, he shared with me a picture of what these damn things look like. These things are huge. I said, are they really that huge, or is this just a metaphor? He said, no, they're as big as you see them in this picture, that's how big they are. So thanks for letting me know that in case if I come home one day and I happen to see these three giant critters on my bed, I'll know exactly what the hell they are, and I'll get rid of them immediately and kill them and destroy them. So, yeah, that's what DDP and his family got to deal with over there in Texas. And wherever you are joining us, thank you very much. You know, jump right in the chat room. Or, you know, if you hear anything exciting that you'd like to talk about and get your voice heard on the air about an important topic or sports moment that I will be covering, call me up here at 347-637-2306. So, yeah, I mean, it's just, what things are not what they seem to be. And with that being said, we have a lot to get to. We I can't believe that, you know, I found alternative ways to get straight to the point, and in retrospect, I've been able to write things down for the show and get things rolling along to get to the point. But it takes me three damn pages. I just, you know, in the past it took me like 7, 8, 9 pages, almost 10. But now, much easier. Got to start with some football news that was received this week. Jerry Rice Jr., the son of the greatest football player ever, Jerry Rice, the man who's been with the 49ers, been with the Raiders, and back with the Niners again, but ultimately back with the Raiders, his son has signed a contract with Washington. I know you're probably all saying, well, Matt, aren't you forgetting something? Don't you have to add the name of the team? Just to make sure that we're on the same page and know what the hell you're talking about. Well, the only reason that, I mean, hell, even the guys at ESPN, if you've been watching that this week, you know that even they, even the big guys, no matter what city or state you live in, the big news media people, bigger than us here on NDB Media, not that we're big, we're not that big. We are getting huge. Our numbers are growing. By the way, check out ndbmedia.com. Because everyone is doing the same thing. What I had mentioned last week here on the show that, hey, our world leaders are more concerned about rights infringement, about who owns, who was the Washington Redskins name actually trademarked. So they're worried about that, and that's why we're not sure what to call them now. So we just call them the Washington team, or something to that effect. But yeah, Jerry Rice Jr. has signed a contract with them. I know I always have worded updates and social media updates from Twitter and such that let you know how long the contract is for and such like that. But not this time. Not today. I honestly don't know how long or what his contract is actually for, whether it's for 3 years, 4 years. Who knows? I'm not sure about that at all. I'm serious, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm sure you've also heard the news about the NFL, how they have agreed to remove the salary removed the cap, the salary cap on concussions. This past Wednesday, they agreed to remove as much as $675 million. They're going to set that money aside for 20,000 retired football players. Of course, you all remember that for the last 5 years or so, that Roger Goodell and others have tried to keep this as a dismissal because they were at the time trying to avoid the talk about this and trying to say that there's no such thing as a concussion in the NFL. But remember, these are just the guys that own the team. Roger Goodell is just the guy enforcing the rules, which means they don't actually play football. I wonder what Vince Lombardi would, how he would feel about this if he were around. And in other NFL news, 13 first NFL officials have been hired for the 2014 season. Not only that, three of them were promoted this week to head referee. Oh, good Lord, help us all. If that could be an indication of what's to come from things that happened in the last 3 years. Or in layman's terms, the last three seasons. It means the same thing. That's why I talk the way I talk, to put it into perspective for you, so you can understand exactly what I'm talking about. Because some people, they come here and they go, so, I'm explaining it to you. But yeah, from the last 3 years, or the last three seasons, whichever way you prefer to interpret it to yourself, the last three seasons have been missed call after missed call, unreviewable plays, well, at least in the referees' minds, certainly in the minds of people that saw the Super Bowl and know exactly what happened after this year's blackout earlier. And it just, the referees themselves became the joke of the NFL that night, the night of the Super Bowl. Yes, we all remember. Now for some Major League Baseball news topic. Since civil court and county courts here in California could not come to terms on an official agreement, you know, for the I'm sure you all heard about it wherever you live. I'm sure even if you're down in Florida, you heard about this. About the San Francisco Giants fan who was beaten up by L.A. Dodgers fans. But county leaders and civil leaders and several court justices here in California couldn't come to terms with what really happened. So what they've done is they've acquired the lawsuit, and it's now been turned over, a lawsuit for a jury to decide. A jury now has to decide who's responsible for the beatdown on Brian Stowe. Was it a condescending remark? Was it something simple and making fun of each other's teams? Stuff like that. That's what they have to decide, and they have to decide furthermore what led up to the action and how the initial violent occurrence place. And as I already mentioned, the Giants no-hitter this week on the Padres. Woo! That makes me very happy. I am super stoked for them. Keep it up, guys. Tim Lincecum, you are the man. You truly are the man. And we're going to see what happens and go from here. Oh, boy. I tell you. Things are happening. Things are kicking. And this is going to be awesome. But anyway, back to the drawing board. On the most occurrentive thing that took place in the World Cup, where the initial response for Yaptin Mayer, for that type of player, to just go on and act like nothing happened. Because it's like, you know, look, he already got the yellow flag. I mean, I kind of forgot what the yellow flag means. Coffee, if you're around, you're probably... you're probably registering as a guest in the chat room right now. But if not, please get into the chat room under your real name, which is Coffee. Even though, never mind, that's, I'll keep that between you and me, pal. But yeah, if Coffee, if you're truly signed into the chat room, maybe you can help me out to help everybody else out that's listening. Because, hey, I mean, he had already got the yellow card for illegal hitting, I guess, or something like that, because the referees, you know, the announcers were saying that well, they're... Sorry about that. My computer just... randomly talking to itself. But the announcers were saying that, well, they're now out there on the field because they're oh, look at that, they're warning him now. They're giving him a stern warning not to do that. Then he, I mean, the player that was down on the ground anyways, it looked like he said something and they just start brawling, and then he jumped on him while they're on the ground and starts biting him. And, of course, he called him a son of a bitch. I said, yeah, well, how does that happen? I mean, realistically, how does that happen? Like I said at the top of the show, I guess some people are trying to mimic and copy Evander Holyfield with Mike Tyson. Just doesn't work that way. There's no way that can even come close to working on nothing at all, excuse me, and then acting like nothing happened, which is exactly what he was doing. He blew everybody off, including the officials, and that was it. But now, because of that, I was with family on Tuesday, and one of the television stations was reporting on it and saying that because of him doing that and doing what he did and not having any remorse for it, that FIFA league owners are now working on a proposed proposition for him to either suspend him for the next 5 games , remove him entirely for the rest of the season. Now, I know you're probably saying, well, what do you mean the rest of the season? There's only a few more games left in the World Cup. Well, soccer is just like wrestling. You know how I always tell you that, well, things going on with WWE or TNA with this show, and it's going to take place at a small, it's going to be small, a really small show. Man, I'm doing a lot of stuttering just a minute ago. Terrible at that. I apologize for that. But they always say, well, we're going to do some small show here or some small show there. And if I say stuff like that, you guys already know that when I say that, it means it's just going to be a show itself. It's not going to be televised. Well, there are other FIFA games to worry about, not just the World Cup. So, see what I'm saying? Guy does get banned from the league for the rest of the season. That means he's pretty much screwed because he won't be getting paid. He won't even get paid to stay at home. But to inject himself and say that it's too late, it already happened, this is the way it goes, and I did what I did, so what? Now that truly calls for no remorse. Not much of anything. Anything to detract himself into the new way of doing things. And it's not what happens between now and then. It's what takes place before all everything comes out at once. And this is just something that he has to deal with now and see to it that this is what he needs to get. Just what it is. His problem is not the world's problem. His problem is his own. But I'm not really sure how I feel about what should actually happen to him. Maybe he should be suspended for the rest of the season. Remember what I said. There are other games that FIFA does besides the World Cup. So, I mean, if he's suspended for just 4 or 5 games, like they were talking about the other night when I was with family on Tuesday, or the rest of the season. So if they decide to give him maybe 3 or 4 game suspension, then he'd still have time to get back in there and complete his task and the year with his team. But if FIFA feels that they need to get rid of him and he needs to stay out for the remainder of the season, then it goes back to what I said 15 minutes ago. Yeah, if they go that route, he's pretty much screwed. Oh, well, that's the way it goes. And that's what he gets for biting another player's body part. Yeah, I didn't even hear where he actually bit him at. I think it was on the shoulder or something like that. Who knows? I don't know. Whatever. That's all right. But, yeah. Well, we are going to take a quick commercial break, And when we come back, we've got some amazing, amazing wrestling news. And then, of course, we've got everything else to run down. You know how we do it here on the Sports Opinion Show. So, yeah, we'll be right back.
Mike, come on!
Mike, what is your deal, man?
Oh, come on, man. You've been riding me all day.
Mike, you're playing like Betty White out there.
That's not what your girlfriend said.
Oh. Baby!
Whoa.
Eat a Snickers. Better?
Better.
Mike! Come on, man!
That hurts.
You're not you when you're hungry. Snickers satisfies.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today we salute you, Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
Ground beef, refried beans, guacamole, cheese, sour cream, and if there's any room left, a few shreds of lettuce.
I don't see no lettuce.
A culinary creation that baffles the human mind. A 12,000-calorie salad.
Ah, caramba!
Some may ask, is your taco salad healthy? Of course it is. It's a salad, isn't it?
You can eat that deep-fried crunchy bowl.
So crack open a nice cold Bud Light, conquistador of the calorie. You put the feast in fiesta.
Mr. Giant Taco Salad Inventor.
we are back right here on the Sports Opinion Show, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man. Oh, shit. Oh, I threw away my other napkins I had. No, because I'm eating this Michelin TV dinner that I felt like having that for lunch. Fettuccine Alfredo. I don't know if anybody's had Michelin brand, but my neighbor, she was like, try them out. Man, they got a little kick to them, a little spicy. But that's all right. I like a little spicy. Nothing wrong with a little spice. Oh, I was about to pick up that caller. All right, well, I was going to see what that caller wanted, so that's all right. Next time. Well, ladies and gentlemen, excuse me. Yeah, you just heard me do that live on the air. Excuse me again. Ladies and gentlemen, the way things have happened, I mean, within the last few weeks, everybody knows what happened, and why do things have to get crazy in the wrestling world? Because things get yanked from under, well, the undercarded people, and you go, well, wait, why did that just happen? Should that have happened? Not so much so. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, check this out. I don't think anything in the wrestling news is going to shock you or surprise you. I mean, it might, but... Well, let me get through this first story, and then I'll explain the second story. The girls might be like, what? No, not him. They might even think he was cute. Yeah, I'll leave that a mystery for a little bit. Well, in case if you're like most people that I know, I'm not like this, of course, but most people that like to keep up and ruin everything else for everybody else in terms of reading spoilers and in terms of trying to keep up with the wrestling industry itself as to what's going on, the ins and outs and stuff like that. I'm not one to do that. I just wait until after the fact. Because after the fact, it's always better that way, at least for me, because then you get the truth. Sometimes. Not all the time, but sometimes. But I know a lot of spoiler people, you might be one of them, have probably been waiting this whole entire time to realize, you know, this whole Triple H Stephanie thing was just a mirage, and Vince McMahon has told several people and others, including his good friend who he has kind of an awkward relationship with, Bob Costas, that, yeah, this is just something out of the blue, but I'll be returning to television within an 8-month time frame. But those plans have now changed because the Mr. McMahon character has been retired forever. Because in case you've been watching WWE television, or probably not because you've been living under a rock that you so comfortably don't like to leave because it's, well, your rock. Over the last 2 weeks, last week on SmackDown, last week on Raw, this week on Raw, and probably tonight on Raw, you'll probably start to hear it more and more. Is that last week on Raw, last week and this week on WWE television, You know how Tony Chimmel was always saying, and now, on her way to the ring, the mall owners of WWE. But then last week and this week on both Raw and SmackDown, and like I said, I know SmackDown hasn't happened yet. Later tonight, the same thing probably will happen, but last Monday night's Raw, last Friday night's SmackDown, and this past week on Monday Night Raw, you heard a little change with, well, actually, Tony Chimmel does Raw, Lillian Garcia does SmackDown. Yes, I'm sure you've noticed that by now because, yeah, Lillian Garcia has been back. She's been back for a month and a half now doing SmackDown shows only. Tony Chimmel is doing Raw. And you've heard both him and Lillian, you know, with Tony Chimmel on Raw. Lillian Garcia said it on SmackDown last Friday. And now, the principal owner of World Wrestling Entertainment, Stephanie McMahon. Did you notice there was a change there that he didn't say one of the principal owners? He just said the principal owner. I guess we have our caller calling back in. I'll pause from this for a second. See what this is all about. Skype caller, you're on the air.
Hey, it's Sonny. How you doing?
Good, Sonny Clark. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. I actually can talk, so if you wanted to talk or whatever the case may be, I've taken an executive half day off. So there you go.
that's good. That's what a good executive should do: take the day off.
That's right, man. Sometimes you just need to do it. And hell, I don't even need a soccer game to make an excuse to do it. So when are they going to get the Monday Night Wars going up on the WWE Network? Now, I'm getting a little bit tired of waiting for it. I think we talked about this last time 4 months ago when I was on. I was actually able to talk. But I guess they got the first season of Diva on, you know, now. And I'm like, well, get the Monday Night War. I bet you a dime once they start putting that up, they'll get viewership from that, I bet.
Yeah, I'm not really sure when they're going to get that far because, I mean, you know, with in terms of last week, how 11 people, Sonny, got released.
Yeah, I noticed that. And my favorite, the funk master himself was released, and they kept the Funkadactyls. Now I'm telling you, that's a bitch slap on you, isn't it? I mean, really, you think about it? I mean, your sidekicks are the ones that stay, but you go.
Yeah, yeah.
So Brodus Clay, the what was he called, the funk, the dinosaur funk or something like that?
I don't even remember now. It's not even memorable.
I know. Well, it really, when he went down, but what I'm finding very interesting up on the network, and I don't know if you're watching it, but I'm watching a lot of it, actually, and I'm watching NXT, and I'm telling you right now, they've got some talent down there in NXT. Some of those boys who think that they're all that up there on the main roster, they better watch it.
Yeah.
They better watch it because they're going to be out of a job. You know, they start bringing up those tag team champions. They'll come up. The guy who takes the picture of himself all the time, I forget his name, but they better watch it. And, you know, Tyson Kidd, I mean, I don't know if he's doing that as a favor to go down there to help, you know, push these guys, get them over. But he's doing a great job, by the way. And that little storyline with him and his wife is quite interesting. So, you know, I think right now what's going on, I think NXT is really, you know, they're really putting it forward. But I want to see a couple of things change. I want to see, obviously, I had Titus O'Neil on my show. I had him on there for a reason. He's not getting any push, in fact. But the only good thing about that is he's getting some good push. He's got an award that he just got, and he also did the father thing, so that's a good thing. So they're keeping him on there. But I'd like to see him get a push. And I have to admit, I started out hating the guy, but I love me some Bo Dallas. I love me some hey, let's just say I'm a Bo Leaver.
I had a feeling you were going to go there somewhere, Sonny, because, you know, you can't just throw Bo Dallas' name without saying that word.
I am a Bo Leaver, man. I'm telling you, I am. And he just, one of these days I'll remember who he reminds me of. There was a wrestler back in the 70s, and I can't remember. I've been asking my dad and asking my brothers because we watched a lot in the 70s. He reminds me of a guy from the 70s who, you know, really, you know, putting his hand out and shaking hands with people, and you know, after he beats them, he, you know, gives them the, you know, which is meant to be sincere congratulations, you know, to show a sportsmanship, but he's so arrogant and kind of cocky. It's funny. I just wish I can remember who I'm thinking of. But, yeah, I'm a Bo Leaver. So I like the out of all the new people, I like Bo Dallas. I have to admit it.
What did you think of his promo on Monday Night with Bo Dallas? That
well, you know, they want to tell you what I think. I you know what? I got to take this. I got to take a call. I'll call you right back, okay?
All right.
I got to take this call, okay? I'm sorry. It's
okay.
Business, but I got to take it.
All right. All right. We'll let Sonny Clark deal with his executive business. By the way, Sonny Clark is the hardest working man in sports. You can join him and Sports Talk with the Guys tomorrow morning right here on this same channel, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. That's right. You heard me. If you'd like to be an early bird, 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, Sports Talk with the Guys, and then sometimes he follows it back up with them. So, yeah.
I'm back.
All right. Well, welcome
Sorry
back. That was
that.
Quick.
It was in business. Yeah, it was in business, so I hung up on him. I had more important things to do. I had to talk wrestling, so.
Yeah. Well, you know.
So. But anyway, where were we before we were so rudely interrupted? You asked me a question.
I asked you, what did you think of Bo Dallas's promo on Raw?
Well, I didn't like his promo. I'll put it out there. I didn't like his promo. But I think I think he could do better. That's just one of my. He's a young cat, and he's learning how to do the promo still. And I think, you know, that's going to be an interesting thing as we move on. However, I think the Rose guy, the guy that what's his name? It's not Axel Rose. What's his name? Adam Rose.
Adam Rose. Yeah.
You know, they released how many? 16 guys last week. They could release half his posse.
Yeah, they could. They could.
especially
unless you feel
the
like unless you feel like saving his job and their job, and maybe you want to become a road bud for a night. I don't know.
I don't know, but boy, oh boy, that would be. I mean, I don't know if I was a wrestler and I was assigned to be, assigned to be a rosebud. That would tell me something about my career in the WWE. I think.
Yeah. But yeah,
probably
because
you're
I'm
not going to be.
But it's crazy because they just released Josh Matthews due to what they called budget cuts. Yes.
They released Josh Matthews.
I can't believe it either.
I'm telling you right now, I stopped watching it, by the way. But the pregames to the wrestling, I stopped watching them. And I stopped altogether watching Slam, what's the one on Friday night? SmackDown.
SmackDown.
I stopped watching SmackDown because all it is, it's just a gear up to Monday Night Raw. But I am watching Superstars and Main Event. I'm watching those, even though they kind of repeat what happened, but I'm watching them for the matches. But, man, those shows have been horrid, especially SmackDown. But wow, they released Josh Matthews. I'm surprised. That guy was pretty good. I think, you know, for what he was doing and what they were trying to portray him to do, I think he did a pretty good job. That's interesting. He must be making some money.
Yeah, he did a good job, even on some of these DVDs where he does the whole 3-disc set of whatever
presentation
they're trying to sell. And it's like, well, that's good. But now it's like, man, that sucks now. Oh, God, please don't get this DVD job.
Well, it's going to be interesting to see what happens, who's going to be on the pregame tonight, the pre-show. I'm actually going to watch the pre-show since you mentioned it, just so I can find out who's going to be filling in for him.
Oh, God, I hope they don't. Oh, man. For these upcoming DVDs, please don't put Michael Cole as the lead guy. Oh, man, this is going to suck now that Josh is gone. Oh, man. I just had a bad imagination now. Good grief.
Well, you know, I think they should have got rid of the chick. Who's the chick? She is horrid.
Oh, that's...
Renee?
What's her name?
Renee somebody? They need to get rid of her. She's horrible. And when she was on that pregame to NXT, I watched that because I didn't know the storylines in NXT, but I watched that, like, their little pay-per-view thing, and she's horrid. She is god-awful. And, you know, I say get rid of her and keep Josh Matthews. That's just ridiculous. But, you know, if you show a little cleavage and you're kind of cute, you can make it far on the WWE.
Yeah, that's true. That's how it works with women. I mean, we can't speak on that because we're not women, right?
No. You're right. So that said, Josh Matthews, you know, that's some bad news. But, you know,
well,
everything is ever-changing in the WWE each and every week. So.
Well, I just, you know, before the show went live, I had to write some interesting notes down because – Your pal, Brodus Clay, they said he wasn't contributing, and he was like, what? I'm always here to contribute, but if they don't want me to contribute, then I don't want to be here. So.
Well, Brodus Clay, I listened to an interview with him, one of these internet radio shows, grabbed him up right after he was released, and... He seems to be okay with. He's trying not to burn any bridges in case they bring him back. I think the problem is that they got a censorship problem with it because whenever he wrestles, one of his boobs falls out of the side of his uniform, and it's probably one of those, you know, censor problems that they got with him because, you know, take a look at it. I mean, it looks like a boob hanging out. The guy needs to he needs to get rid of some of the upper fat. I mean, he's a big boy. I was interviewing the guy, Ernest Cat Miller, the guy who originally had that music.
Yeah.
And you can jump in my archive. And he's and what Ernest the Cat Miller says, that's a big, big boy. So, and it's really interesting to see how they use people, but the funk is on a roll, and that's actually breaking. By the way, did you know that Cameron was in the first episode of Tough Enough?
Yeah,
with
that's true.
The Stone Cold. She was the one that was released first, and I found that out. Why? Because I'm going to have Jeremiah Riggs, who was on that show. I'm going to be doing an interview with him late next week, so hopefully I'll have it up and ready to go. You can play it up on your show if you want to. You can always play those if you want. You don't have to ask me. But Jeremiah Riggs, I got set up for an interview to do next week.
Cool. That's cool, and thanks. I appreciate that. But, yeah, you know, Brodus Clay said, well, I don't think it's what WWE says, but he said that furthermore, he said, well, really, it's the problem with creative because for the last two pay-per-views, they kept changing their mind on what they wanted him and the Funkadactyls to do. But they didn't really have any idea because they were just like, well, duh, And
well,
this is
the
why,
problem
this
is that he didn't wrestle well with people. That's one of the problems with although I love him, he was a gimmick from day one with the dancing and everything else to entertain. He wasn't really there to wrestle, and I think that's one that was interesting. He's one of those guys that was there to entertain more so. By the way, the guy couldn't hold a beat to save his life. I'm as big as him, and I got more rhythm than he does, and I'm white as a ghost. And which is kind of interesting to me, but that guy couldn't dance to save his life. Now the Funkadactyls, they could dance, But he was horrible. And is, I found interesting they were using Albert Tenzai in one of, in the pregame. That was the last one I watched, was when he was in there. He's pretty good. He's a pretty good commentator. But I think it's interesting how they're doing all this pregame and all these other things, because, you know, if they're stuck paying these guys, they're going to do something instead of sitting at home. And I think it's a great idea for the WWE and the WWE Network to at least get something out of them. If you're paying for them, you might as well get something out of them. But the biggest mistake that happened on Monday Night Raw was the release, and no one's going to agree with me, but Vicky Guerrero not being on these shows anymore is going to be horrible.
Yeah, I mean, wow, I'm like, there's got to be, I mean, in all week, Sonny, honestly, all week I was trying to figure out and find out from the internet, you know, and is she taking a leave of absence?
I can't find out if it's true or not. Yeah, I couldn't find it either because I was, I'm telling you, I was literally shocked because she's the, I'm going to tell you right now, she's the only one doing her job. I mean, her job is to be there to disgust everybody in the stadium. And guess what? Every time that woman steps out, she disgusts the nation and the WWE nation. And you know, say what you want about it, but she's there to do a job, and she was the only one that was doing her job, except one of my guys, my other favorite wrestler, Bad News Barrett, who I read a report he separated his shoulder or something.
Yeah, he did, but he's obviously
not
still
good.
Out there. Yeah, it's not good at all. But I mean, there
That's
was some
not
magic.
Good.
No, it's not good at all. But there was some magic with when JBL said the line that it's going to be McMahon versus a Guerrero. That one line to me was like, wow.
It's big, isn't it? I mean,
yeah.
It's very big, and I think that the Vicky Guerrero situation is very. She may need to take a break or something, and they may get her back. You know, she might sue them to come back or something. But I'm telling you right now, it's interesting. By the way, Bo Dallas got married too. In case you didn't know, in real life. Yeah, Bo Dallas got married. So, from what I'm hearing. From what I'm hearing, the chick is hot as hell. So I don't know.
Well, I think after this show goes off the air, I'm gonna have to go to Google and get some Bo Dallas pictures of him being married.
Mark that. It was actually his sister. I said Bo Dallas. Mark that. Bo Dallas got married, and I think his sister is the one that outed him. They were keeping it quiet, and his sister. I just don't remember. I was reading it somewhere. His sister is the one that told everybody that he got married. So his sister was the one that actually outed him. So interesting stuff there.
yeah, it's crazy. So are you gonna? Are you
so who's gonna take a? Who's gonna? The question's gonna be for you. Who's gonna take Bad News Barrett's spot in that wrestling match?
I'm not sure.
The Money in the Bank.
It could be anybody. It just. I mean, crazy because.
Yeah. Maybe Bo Dallas will get in there. He is a Bo Leaver.
Yeah, he is. But then again. Wade Barrett did win on Monday Night Raw with a bullhammer, the elbow thing.
Yeah. Right.
So. And
but that
what do you think
when he got thrown into the barricade, man? That looked bad too. So.
Yeah, it did. It really did, and that's why JBL was like, "Oh my God, I think he broke his shoulder." I was like, "Again? Didn't he just do that like
again?
Back in January?"
Yeah, that's one of his problems. He's not able to do it, so he's not able to stay healthy. That's one of my problems with him. I love him, but that's one of my problems with him. He's not able to stay healthy.
And how do you feel about this World Heavyweight Championship ladder match for the Money in the Bank briefcase?
Which one? I mean, they got one for the championship, and they got one for the number one contender.
I'm talking about the championship. I'm okay with it. It's just the fact that they were having Michael Cole keep saying that, well, the first time for all of these guys, none of these guys have ever been inside a ladder match before. And I'm going, wait a minute, what are you talking about? What, Randy Orton's been in a ladder match, and Kofi Kingston, John Cena.
Yeah. And Kane's been
only...
in many. Matter of fact, he was in WrestleMania 26. I actually seen that match. I was at the University of Phoenix. I actually seen that match. And so Kane's been in quite a few of them as well. I think they just threw him in from what I'm hearing, though.
Yeah, yeah. That's what it looked like when – because I it's funny. I was like, okay, I have my remote ready. I was like – because, you know, they always have that one stupid show, Chris Lee Knows Best. I was like, I'm not going to watch this. I always get ready to turn the channel. Right at 11:05, Kane music hits, and I go, whoa, wait a minute. What's going on here? And I'm like, okay, he's going to be the next entrant into this ladder match, and that's when Triple H came out, and he's like, Dad, Kane's going to take so-and-so's place, and he's going to be the extra man now. I'm like, yeah, see, I knew it.
Yeah. Seth Rollins and Dean Ambrose, I mean, for the other one. But with Bad News Barrett, he's going to be in question whether or not he's going to be there. It'll be interesting who takes the spot. But I'm going to tell you who's been wrestling really well lately. And I think they might, they might have forgiven him for drinking and driving, Jack Swagger. I think they've now forgiven him. He's, taken a butt kicking for the last year and a half. And I think he's beginning to get – I would love to see somehow Jack Swagger come out of winning that ladder match again. He won the one at WrestleMania 26, the one I was at as well. He won that one. Although it took him forever to get the damn briefcase off the hook, though. I was like, geez, I could have walked up there and got it off the hook a little bit easier. But then again, they'd have to get extra support for one of those ladders. But I could have went up there faster.
Exactly. Well – What about your new friend? I heard he's your new friend. Of course, I'm talking about Alexander Rusev.
I'm going to be honest with you. I don't like the character, and every time he comes on, I fast forward to it. I don't even – not the chick he has is, that introduces him as hot, but as soon as she opens her mouth, I lose interest. I mean, so I'm not a big Rusev guy, so – And that's so bad that I have to turn the channel. That's how bad it is. I have to just fast forward through it. Because on Monday night, I'm telling you, it starts at 7. I don't start watching until 9:30 so I can fast forward through the commercials or get through a really bad segment without, and then right at 10 o'clock, 10:15 when it goes off, I'm usually caught up by then.
That's good. Man, I really wanted RVD to win the match on Monday Night Raw to be able to be in the ladder match, but that's not going to happen. So I'm okay with it. No, I still like RVD.
No, he's in the Money in the Bank ladder match right now. He's in the championship one. He's in the one for Rollins in it. Oh, by the way, that's a complete setup for Rollins to win that, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you can tell that Rollins is definitely going to win it, but they're trying to integrate, the whole thing because how Dean Ambrose said, well, I'm sick of this. I want Seth Rollins to be allowed to be in this match with me, and I'm going, wow,
yeah.
Okay, perfect setup, beautiful.
Yeah. Yeah, it's perfect setup, and I don't know. I'm tired of that story quickly. Although Seth Rollins really and these chair shots, even to the back. I'm telling you right now, when they took the gear off to protect him, God, I mean, damn, that hurts. I mean, it looks like it hurts.
Yeah, I'm sure it does. I'm really sure it does. I mean, and the way how Dean Ambrose just came in there and interfered in Seth Rollins' match after it and caused the disqualification.
Yep.
I mean, and Dean Ambrose, I mean, he's like the second version of The Undertaker. I mean, a little smaller, but I mean, he's just throwing those punches and stuff. I'm going, Undertaker person number two right here.
Yep. So lots of interesting things going on. And I do like the – I'll put it even out there. I like Stardust. I like the Stardust. And I don't even know why. I'm telling you, I don't even know why I like it, but I like it. I wish I could figure it out. But I've always been a fan of Cody Rhodes being a bad guy. So, you know, him kind of turning face and whenever he does the face stuff, it drives me nuts because I don't think he's good at being a good guy. He's great at being a bad guy. So this is a move when they get him in trying to turn him face and trying to keep him, you know, in the popular side. I think this is a perfect setup for him, I think.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and based on the fact of all the matches that they had, I mean, I think that, you know, they should at least give Paige a pay-per-view push since she's the women's champion for Sunday. That has not been confirmed, so.
No, I think she's wrestling one of the Funkadactyls. I think she's Paige's putting it up for one of the Funkadactyls in that, at least what I remember.
Yeah, they were talking about that on Raw, but, you know, I was waiting for Michael Cole, JBL, or The King to say something about Sunday for the pay-per-view involving them, but that wasn't mentioned and nothing's been reported online, so I'm like, yeah. So I'm like, are they going to leave us in the dark about this? They were pushing towards that idea on Raw, you know, with having them all do commentary and stuff. And but, yeah, Paige is finishing, man. I'm like.
That is interesting. So, but I don't know. You know, with all the changes and saving money, why is the WWE in the situation where, I mean, I guess they're taking a, kind of a real good hit on the on the network where they've got to release people. I'm still shocked about what you said about earlier today as far as Josh Matthews being. I thought he was good. I mean, he's not a bad commentator. I'm shocked.
Yeah, well, you want another shocker?
yeah, let me bring it to me.
Okay, I know everybody some people were excited about the fact that, you know, Jonathan Coachman was supposed to come back around this time, but I think he knows what's happening thanks to them losing money off the network. He's like, no, I'm not going back to WWE after all. I change my mind. Well, that's what the coach said. So Jonathan Coachman, the coach, is not coming back after all.
Well, I'll tell you, I'm going to tell you right now, he's great on ESPN. He is great, and I liked him on the WWE. I thought he was great for the WWE. And when I heard that he was going to ESPN, I felt bad. But then he started doing the fill-ins on the radios and stuff like that. This guy's not only that, he's got a great voice for radio, which obviously is our love, you know, radio. So Coachman did he resign with ESPN?
I'm not sure. I've got some work to do. So, yeah, I'll have to find out and see what the heck's going on. Or, you know, maybe we'll find something out from ESPN. Maybe they'll be the one to let us know that, well, he's leaving and going back over here, blah, blah, blah. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm not sure. I didn't know. I mean, once you're in at ESPN, they like you. You could be there forever. But I don't see the money that Coachman makes over at ESPN is a lot more than what WWE was paying him. Plus the travel was, gosh, there was hardly any travel for him. So all he had to do is move to Briscoe, and he was set. So interestingly enough, I think Coach was good for WWE, but at the same time, that travel schedule is brutal.
Yeah, it is. It's unstoppable, and, you know, like I was saying earlier, it's because people are like, well, what are you talking about that, you know, with the whole the World Cup FIFA thing. I'm sure you heard about that soccer player that I guess he tried to copy Evander Holyfield from the 90s and goes and bites somebody, and now he might either get suspended for the next few games or so, or the rest of the season.
Or even longer. From what I'm hearing, it's even longer. So like a year or something like that. By the way, Coachman was on Mike and Mike this morning. Did you know that?
No, I did not know that.
Coachman was on Mike and Mike. He does a lot of fill-ins. Like when guys go on vacations and stuff like that, he does a lot of fill-ins. And he's good. And so, he was on Mike and Mike this morning.
Well, that's cool. That's really cool. I like Mike and Mike.
So as far as right now, it looks like Coachman is going to be at ESPN for a while.
He's been there for a few years now, right?
Yeah, like 4 years now.
Wow, 4 years, that goes by quick.
Oh, gosh, yeah. I mean, once you're out of the limelight in the WWE, they move on, don't they? I mean, it's big time.
Yeah, they move on right away, and I mean, man, I mean, I know that they also talked about, that the fact that the first season of the Divas is done and over with, and they'll probably get ready to release it on DVD, which I won't be interested in purchasing.
Well, it's on the network. They put the first season on the network.
Oh, so I guess they're not going to... Well, I mean, I'm sure they're still going to do DVD
releases.
Well,
they'll release it in DVD, but I don't know why anybody would buy it. I mean, they put it on the network on Thursday. So, so they got the... See, that's what I'm saying. I mean, they got the Total Divas all set and ready to rock and roll. Actually, I'm on the network now. Total Divas. That looks like they only got one episode. So I think they're going to play like an episode a week. So that's kind of interesting. That they don't have like the whole season. They're going to be doing it week to week. So a couple of seasons. Two seasons behind now. So. Interesting.
Yeah. And a lot of my friends they post on Facebook about, oh, I'm watching Legend's House, and I'm like, oh, that's good for you. I don't know if you care to
Legend's
watch
House
Legend's House
is great.
Really?
Yeah, I love it. I told myself I wasn't gonna watch it. Then I watched it. Then I watched another one. Then I watched another. I'll tell you why I watch it. I love Mean Gene Okerlund. I think Mean Gene Okerlund is probably the most underrated guy that they ever had announcing things that are out there. Mean Gene Okerlund has been in the business since 1956. I mean, this guy has been there, done that, and and that's where Pat Patterson outed himself up on Legend's House. So I thought that was quite interesting. So. On the WWE channel, or the not the channel, but the website, Vicky Guerrero, but there's a deal with Vicky Guerrero on there. So, and they just posted that on the 25th. So, it'll be interesting to see what they do with her, or if they bring her back, or whatever the case may be, but. That's a big loss.
Yeah, it is. It's a really big loss, a really big blow for everybody. So I don't know what they're going to do here. Well, I'm like you. I don't really watch SmackDown because they make it more less watchable for everybody else that's actually watching it. So I'm going, well, if this is not going to be watchable, then I just won't watch it. That's why I only watch Raw. So, and I'm sure that tonight they'll probably say something to the effect of, well, Vicky Guerrero, as you know, is gone, and they'll probably, Stephanie will probably say something about it, and probably say, well, we need to hire another general manager.
Yep, it'll be interesting to see what they do with that. So, I'm going to keep my eyes and ears open. I mean, obviously. Yeah, I think, but I thought they released Teddy Long, too, didn't they? Didn't they release Teddy Long?
Yes, he was part of that, big elimination last week. I was
Teddy Long, not part of the WWE. It's almost crazy. I mean, that guy will do anything. He refereed for years.
He refereed for years, and then, he got put in the role of general manager, and I was like, nice. And, we'll always remember his catchphrase. Holla, holla, holla.
Holla, holla, holla. Yeah, that's interesting. So, but the big news, they're ongoing news is what's going to happen with CM Punk. Will they bring him back, or, him and AJ getting married and everything? So that's an interesting thing.
Yeah, I was reading up on that, too. I mean, people were saying that, that CM Punk, he wanted out a year and a half ago, and they just wouldn't let him go. And then the other thing is that, wasn't AJ supposed to come back 2 weeks ago to prepare for everything else since, trying to get her title back from Paige? But that hasn't happened because then everybody else is like, I heard she's pregnant. Did you hear that, too? So it's just like one big rumor right now. Nobody knows if she's really pregnant or not. Are they still planning on getting married? I don't know. But they do make a nice couple, I think, CM Punk and AJ.
Yeah, those are going to be some interesting stories and stuff. Yeah, but they're doing a lot. I mean, they're firing everybody, and, Zack Ryder, he could go away and no one care. I think they just got a lot of guaranteed money in some of these guys. I mean, Zack Ryder is a waste of a roster spot. There are a couple of guys that could probably go and it wouldn't affect the WWE, but they don't.
Right. I mean, it should have been, the people, like you said, like Zack Ryder, it should have been people like him that got released last week, and it would have been a loss, but not a loss that nobody cares about.
Yeah, so I'm still shocked. I just found this thing up on Josh Matthews, who was really – I'm shocked. This happened a couple of days ago. That just goes to show I don't keep up with everything every single day like that. But, man, oh, man, that is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, Josh Matthews had – I wonder what's going to happen now. I wonder, does he have something else lined up to do? Because
he does. He was caught in the back. He was caught at backstage at the TNA up in New York.
Ah, so he might be up there.
That's
probably
what,
joining
that's,
them
that,
soon.
That's just a rumor. I don't know how much of it's true, but yeah, that is. That's interest. No Josh Matthews. I mean, I don't know how much was he making.
I have no clue, honestly. But
I mean,
yeah, I know
budget
that he would...
cuts. I mean, he had to be bringing in a pretty good penny. I mean, for crying out loud. But then again, I mean, Brutus Clay was only making $100,000 a year. If I remember correctly, I found an article that said how much they make. Granted, you have to take it with, a grain of salt, not believe it, but Brutus Clay was only making like $100,000 a year.
Right.
So, I mean, I don't know how much of that of a cut, is so much that would help them. I think that's my point. I don't know how much of that's actually going to help them if they're trying to cut money from the budget and try to keep up on top of it.
Yeah. So you never know. I mean, who knows? I mean, and didn't Josh Matthews have at least one match on Raw or something like that?
I don't know if he had a match, but or if he did, it was kind of.
I think it was just a beatdown, and then somebody else ended up. I think it was
saving them or something.
Yeah, something like that. I think he was trying to get involved on one of the heels, and then I think the other heel that came to protect the main heel was, I think it was Kurt Angle at the time, and they just both beat the crap out of him.
Yeah.
So it might be something like that.
It may very well be. But
well, because
I just opened up. No. You go ahead.
Okay. So, I think it might turn out something like that, something crazy where, because people were saying for the last few weeks that, you know, they were saying rumors that, well, you know, I could have sworn I saw Tommy Dreamer backstage here at Impact Wrestling, and nobody knew for sure if Tommy Dreamer was around. And then you know, last night on Impact Wrestling, they said, well, we got a fight backstage, and well, Mike Tenay, he was like, well, can you get a camera back there? What the hell is going on back there? And the camera turns around, and Ethan Carter is brawling and fighting with Tommy Dreamer. So I'm like, well, the rumors are true. Now he's there, so that might happen with Josh Matthews tapes.
Well, he was there the week before yelling at Dixie Carter, I guess, from what I'm like a week behind, so I haven't seen yesterday's TNA. But he was there the week before, you know, yelling at what's her nose. So, well, it's some interesting thing. I'm looking at this, you know, how much money these guys make, and this is from a website called Sports List. SportRichList .com, and it's about the WWE salary on some of the, and this was just released in December. So I looked at Brodus Clay. Brodus Clay was actually due to make $200,000. He made $170,000 in 2013. So I mean, there's a lot of dead salary, you know, right there as far as where they are. And then there's some underpaid dudes like a Dean Ambrose. I mean, Dean Ambrose, say what you want. I mean, he's only making $120,000 this year. Dolph Ziggler is making $760,000 this year. I mean, it's really, really, you know. And then you pop down. Fandango only making $60,000. That's not a typo. They put that. That's not a typo. So he's only making $60,000 with the WWE. Get this, Hornswoggle. I'm telling you right now, give me Hornswoggle's job for $80,000 a year and free travel. Crazy.
$80,000 a year and free travel?
Yeah. He gets to wherever he wants to get with free travel. And Mark Henry will make him close to $1 million this year, $950,000. There's a lot of dead weight up on this. You know, Seth Rollins was he's probably got a bump. I mean, he probably had a bump in salary because they're using him. I don't know, $55,000 this year, at least according to this website. And it seems right. I mean, because they got Triple H at $2.5 million, which is right. Randy Orton's making $2.5 million. I think is right. The big numbers that you're talking about, you know, Brock Lesnar goes and he only does the pay-per-views, and the guy's making. Let's see here, Lesnar. Here it is, $1.5 million. To be a part of the to go and get the pay per views, the big bucks on the pay per views. So it's interesting.
Yeah, I just found the website that you're talking about. Eva Marie makes $145,000.
Yeah. You that's what I'm saying. There's a lot of dead weight on this list, and then there's guys that are getting screwed. I mean, The Rock, for what he does this year, in 2014, it says that The Rock's going to make $2.7 million. And that's just to show up and say, if you know what The Rock is cooking, he isn't going to wrestle.
Right.
So it's interesting. Rob Van Dam's making $650,000, and he's loving every minute of it. But if you go further down on that thing and you go to the Divas money, you'd be shocked. The way they spend money on that show, you'd be going, wait, these guys are making some big bucks. And they're not. So AJ Lee's not there. Her salary was $220,000.
Wow.
But, I mean, Vicky Guerrero was $67,000. I mean, hell, I'd take that job. Beth Phoenix, she's still getting paid on a guaranteed contract, just to let you know. That part I knew. There is some dead weight, but, you know, Caitlyn, yeah, didn't they release Caitlyn too?
Yeah, I think they did.
Yep,
I think they did.
So some interesting numbers on there, you know, as far as what people are making and stuff like that. So you check it out. What was the website? It's called sportrichlist.com. Find out what they're making. And it seems like I think they're pretty close. And here we go. Go further down on it. There's the commentators. And let's see here, and I can't find Josh Matthews on it. They don't have Josh Matthews on it.
Wow.
So I wonder how much money he was making. So that's, you know, something to take a look at.
Exactly. I mean, I'm surprised that they still got Stacey Keibler up here on this website.
Well, she was up under, she was the one underneath that guaranteed what you call it, and if they chose not to use her, that, you know, for a certain amount of time, she could off and go do whatever she wanted, but they were still the WWE was still obligated to pay it.
Wow. And so, I didn't know all this time, Sonny, that I could have dated Stacey Keibler. She's pretty close in age with me. I'm only 31. She's 33. All this time.
Yeah. What time are you due to go to bed? Because if that ever happens, it's going to be in your dreams. So, you know.
Yeah, I know, right?
Hey, but John Cena making $20 million, it's a guaranteed contract for 10 years. Did you know that?
Yeah.
That's crazy money. And he gets merchandise percentage and the free travel. So every time he pulls up and he does those private planes and stuff, WWE pays for that. So, but he lives in, I mean, he just evidently bought a house on one side of the country and he lives in another. So I guess he bought the house for that chick that Bella chick that he's doing. So,
yeah. Hey, what's up, Coffee? Coffee just jumped into our chat room.
So, interesting stuff here. So, I found those numbers very interesting. The three-man band is now down to the one-man band, but I'm glad they kept the guy they did. Heath Slater's been losing for this company forever and ever. I hope they put him in a position where they'll push him a little bit.
Yeah, exactly. I hope so, too. Otherwise, he might be the next one released.
you never know. So since I'm dominating your show, what's going on?
Oh, not much, you know. I mean, I'm sure you heard that the Oakland Athletics, they signed a tentative agreement with the city of Oakland, but it still has to be approved by Bud Selig and all his partners and Major League Baseball itself to stay at the Oakland Coliseum in Oakland, California, because they were trying to leave and they wanted to go down. They wanted to move three cities away, which is only like a 20-minute drive for me to do that. They wanted to move down and become the Fremont A's. I mean, so many changes over here in California, Sonny, that I'm sure you would not believe. I mean, hell, they've already got a plan for next year that the 49ers are going to play in Santa Clara, but they're still allowed to keep the San Francisco 49ers name.
They do that. I mean, the Dallas Cowboys, they play in Arlington. They never played in Dallas except when they were in the Cotton Bowl, but they moved to Irving, and then now they're in Arlington. So they're still, you know, surrounding city. But according to my understanding on the Oakland A's thing, they were looking to get an approval for the 10-year lease deal between the A's and the Coliseum. They canceled that thing today. So they actually did not, the city of Oakland actually didn't even show up. So that could still be something that is going to be still talking about, you know, as far as the move from a different city. When the city doesn't show up for the meeting, that keeps, you know, what, you got the Oakland Raiders and you got the Oakland A's. What else do you have? And plus, not only that, you lose what? You lose 80 days of things to do in Oakland. That could be a big loss for them.
Well, here's the problem, Sonny. This is why both the Oakland A's and the Oakland Raiders are trying to leave that One Pacific Stadium, which is only a 5-minute drive for me because I'm really close to it. But the reason why they've been trying for the last 2 years to leave that stadium, Sonny, is because, and I want to hear your thoughts about this. They go into the locker rooms now, and the building is so old that, you know, now they've got rat infestation. Other insects are coming in, and they say, "Well, we're not going to clean that up. That's just because of the building." And they've repeatedly asked, you know, the owners to move somewhere else, and they said no. And they said, "Well, why don't we have the city of Oakland help us find another building somewhere nearby?" So what do you think of that? If your building is old and you know what needs to be done, but yet, you also know that there's rat infestation and all this other stuff going on, isn't that a health concern if you were an owner, Sonny?
It would have to – well, yeah, because you look at these cathedrals that these guys are in, playing these, you know, whether it be football or baseball. Really, if you're Major League Baseball and you're Bud Selig and everything, you've got to make the city or the team to up their ante. And this is a team situation. I don't know the actual reading of the contract there, but what I will say that is, if there's a way they can get out of that lease, they will.
Right.
But at the same time, when you're dealing with the sporting thing, you've got to get up to date. And I've grown to accept that because that's part of sports. Because me, I'd rather go watch a hockey game in an old run-down Coliseum. That's just me. But, yeah, the way of the world today, if you go to an NFL game or a baseball game or even, for that matters, a basketball game, you got to have these places looking immaculate or people will not come. But there's something about that Coliseum that Oakland has that people still go out. They're not horrible in their attendance in Oakland. Not only that, you got an up-and-coming team. I mean, that team, I think, is, you know, they're going to be playing for the playoffs here. And Cuervo called this on my show 3 years ago. Watch out for the A's for the next 4 years. They've got a great pitching staff. They got some good hitting going on out there. They're going to be a good baseball team. And, you know, I guess I'll say it. I don't like to say it. I think they deserve better digs.
Yeah, they do because, you know, several fans at last year, several A's games over the last few months, fans have even been seeing rats and stuff in the bathrooms now, too. So, yeah, it's becoming a real problem now. The fans are starting to notice it. So,
yep.
I mean, they should just somehow get through all the red tape and find an actual place to build a brand-new stadium or something. I don't know. I mean, not that it bothers me. I'm not an A fan. I don't go to that stadium.
Well, the city's boycotting even talking about this. Certain members of that committee they don't even want to talk about it because they got that they have the contract but it just all depends upon what the reading of that contract is. So
yeah,
you got to keep your eye out for that.
And one other thing, what's your take on what I mentioned this last week that. You know, our world leaders, Sonny, they should – I know I'm going to sound like Roger in a minute. But our world leaders, they should be concerned with the war in Iraq going on, all this other stuff, and money problems and stuff like that. But the only thing that they're concerned about is who owns the rights and who was the name the Redskins trademarked. why are they getting involved in NFL internal affairs about this dynamic name change to demand that Washington Redskins for the NFL change their name, Sonny? Why are they getting involved in this when we've got bigger problems to worry about?
Well, that's because it's a trademark thing. They got to update their trademarks in order to keep them. And it was a statement that was made. I don't know. I'm 1/8. I'm 1/16 Indian. Mark that. I'm 1/8 Indian. My mom is 1/4 Indian. My kids would be 1/8. Now, I love my mom, bless her soul, and she's in heaven right now. She didn't care about this kind of stuff. Sometimes being politically correct really takes away. So, you know, are you going to change the name of the Indians? Are you going to change the name of the Braves? How far are you going to take it? And then when your kids say, hey, let's go play Cowboys and Indians, you have to scold your kid to be, hey, you can't call them Indians. Sooner or later it just gets kind of old. I don't know. I know some people are really up in arms about it, but I think I'm really neutral to the subject. I don't care. I'll put it out there. I don't care about it. I mean, but if they're going to do that, then they need to make sure that the trademark for the Cleveland Indians don't go through, and the Atlanta Braves and all the other ones that are out there. I mean, it's something that was, it depends on how much pressure people are going to fall to it. I'll give you an example. I lived in a city when I was a little boy. In the high school, nickname was the Chinks, the Pekin Chinks. You look it up. It's an interesting thing there. And back in the 70s, it was no big deal. Now, they've recently changed the name because of pressure and everything, but people aren't happy about it because people are taking it and making it bad. It's more of trying to be politically correct more so than the spirit of what it was set up to be in the first place. And a lot of people are upset over a lot of things that are in history that people didn't have anything to do with. And they've taken it on as a pioneer of something that they are going to champion in to get changed. And one of those is the Redskins. But if you look up the Pekin Chinks, I've already lived through this. And sooner or later, I really thought that the NFL and the trademarks and everything and all that stuff, it's going to be really interesting because if they did not get that trademark done, everybody is going to be making Washington Redskin T-shirts, and they can sell them legally. So the fact that it's not trademarked doesn't mean that people aren't – I mean, people are already really, really happy that the trademark did not get up because now they are in the business of the NFL, and they are in the business of selling T-shirts. That trademark was a big, big loss for the Washington Redskins.
Wow. And on that note,
I mean, right, Sonny, now you can go out and sell Washington Redskins shirts right now. Their trademark has been revoked. And tell anybody who has some money that can make Washington Redskins T-shirts, they can do it and do it legally. And I say stock up. Stock up. I mean, if you're going to do it, take all the money that you have if you're in that business and you put it there, because as soon as they get it figured out, because they will go ahead and they will – fight the battle, but right now it's open. So the trademark has been denied, and it's open for everybody, and everybody can make Washington Redskins shirts. See, just because the fact that the trademark has been blocked doesn't mean that it's going to go away and nothing's going to change. It's just going to affect the profitability of Schneider and the Washington Redskins.
Right. Yeah, that's pretty much how it goes with major corporations that want to trademark something, anything.
Yep.
So,
and you're, talking about a big, big, big thing. So that's where it
is. But here's another big thing that you were talking about earlier, what's going to happen with the Funkadactyls. Well, last week there was an article I came across on the Internet that said that should the Funkadactyls be split up? And I said, well, Yeah, I mean, Naomi's the better wrestler. Cameron kind of is. What do you think? Should they be split up as a team? Then your friend Brody Clay is not there.
Well, I don't know. To split them up, I think, is the kiss of death for Cameron. Let's be honest. I watched the first episode the other day. That girl couldn't wrestle to save her life. She's gotten better over the years. Now, remember, Tough Enough 5 was how many years ago? And she hasn't gotten much better. So, you know, in reality, for them to break it up, and they could save some money on Cameron. I mean, they can just, you know, bust her down and be done with her. I mean, I think it's really interesting. The Cameron situation, I don't know. The chick, at least this other website has her down for making only $30,000 a year. So really, you keep they can split it up and keep it. I mean, because she's cheap enough. I mean, there are a lot more divas out there making more money. But boy, oh boy, it's all about promotion and her and the song and all this other stuff. Evidently, she's got a CD or a song or whatever they call those one hit tracks and stuff like that over on Apple. You know, she's got something, and so she's made herself marketable to keep her, but. The split up, I think, is definitely something it is because her partner is definitely a better wrestler than she is.
Yeah, well, I don't know, Sonny. We'll see what happens. I mean, when I reviewed that article last week and talked about it on the show last week, I was like, no, I mean, give or take. I mean, they're pretty good at the tag team, but, you know.
Well, it's interesting you say that. Oksana was one that was released, but did she get released because of the injury that she caused to the eye socket of that what's her name? What is her name? Naomi? Not Naomi. What's the Cameron's partner's name? I can see her face all day. I just can't get her name in my head.
Naomi.
Is it Naomi? Yeah. Did Oksana get really? I mean, they won't say that, but I'm gonna tell you right now, no. That was brutal. That was brutal. That knee to the eye socket, that was brutal. And I don't know if there was something behind it. I watched and I went back. This is how crazy that was. I went back and I watched it, as far as when it happened, because. I didn't think it was fake. I knew something happened when she put that knee there. I said, hey, man, she's done for a while. And that is Oksana making a move. And that move didn't have to happen. It wasn't like it was in a regular move. That was crazy. And I think Oksana might have gotten nailed for that. And, you know, never mind the fact she's not a great wrestler and she doesn't even look great. Take away from that, I mean, then you add up, you put one of your best people, you know, on the sidelines for a long time. I mean, that might have been the kiss of death for her.
Right. I mean, shoot, man. I mean, that's the way it goes, I guess, sometimes. But I'm sure that there was some type of problem that they had, and she just, I don't know, put her knee up there, and bam.
Man, that was crazy. I saw that and I was like, wow, that was crazy. That was one of the, I don't know if it was intentional or not, but boy, oh boy.
There was something, I don't know if it was Bo Dallas or, oh crap, I don't remember who it was, but I on Monday Night Raw, I said, I forgot who was wrestling that when I said that. Cause I'm sitting here and I'm watching it. And somebody had won in a grand fashion way, and I went, "Oh, that was really cool. I never saw that before. Can I see an instant replay on that?" I think it was Bo Dallas that did some crazy maneuvering finisher, and I just went, "That's brand new."
Yeah, it looked like it hurt.
Yeah, it was Bo Dallas, I think. If I'm not mistaken,
I think you're right.
Somebody did a brand new move, and I just went, that's new for a finisher, and they got the three count, and I went, can I see an instant replay? And then, you know, JBL's like, I want to see an instant replay on this. I'm hitting play right now. I'm like, thank you, JBL.
I know what you're talking about. I was like, well, that was crazy. I've never seen that one before. I know what I and just like you, I don't remember who did it. You know, there you go. But yeah.
But yeah, man. I mean, what do you think is going? I think for this Sunday pay-per-view, probably in the first ladder match, I think, like you had said earlier, I think Roman Reigns is going to take that one. I think he might possibly be the next new champion.
But it won't last long because Seth Rollins will win the next one and then go out and, you know, well, it just all depends. If they do the qualifying one, Seth Rollins goes out and wins the Money in the Bank, and then later on, if Seth Rollins goes out and wins the ladder match, then he can come out and cash it in immediately and win it there too. So it's just something I was thinking about so it'll all depend on the order of the card.
Yeah, exactly. And you know, I remember Vince McMahon saying one time at a pay-per-view back in the 90s, I forgot where they were at, but they would, they were at the pay-per-view Capital Carnage, where they had that one soccer player, I forgot his name. But yeah, they had him there, and Vince was in the ring with Pat Patterson and Jerry Briscoe, and he's like, Steve Austin will not be here tonight. That's to remind you that, you know, if you look closely at these brochures, it says on the back of the brochure of your magazine, ladies and gentlemen, card subject to change. And, well,
yep.
Things like that at pay-per-views now, I've learned to expect that at pay-per-views because they can have one match.
Well, they run out of time. How many of those women matches didn't go through because that they set up? You know, and the women know that they're the first ones to go if they go overtime. But you know what?
Exactly.
I'll tell you what could stop that. At WrestleMania, it'd not take 9 minutes for the freaking Undertaker to get from backstage to the damn ring. Jeez.
9 minutes, yeah. That's
ridiculous.
A long time.
I never seen any, it's just dumb. But, hey, I gotta chill. I gotta take, but good talking to you, and have a good rest of the show, my friend.
Well, thank you very much for joining me, Sonny Clark. It's been fun.
Yep, take care.
All right, you too. All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was my good friend Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports. I mean, he gets everybody. So, yeah, like I said earlier, you can join him on Sports Talk with the Guys tomorrow morning at 6 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. 6 a.m. might be a little early for you, like I said. For people like me and Coffee, I heard that you're just like me. You don't even really sleep much. Guys like us only sleep like 3-4 hours, and we're back and we're good to go. We just need something to drink to wake us up, and, well, Coffee, I think I heard that you drink Red Bull or some crap like that. I don't know. I'm sad that DDP is not here in the chat room. So I know everybody else was here in the chat room before Coffee came here, and everybody said, where's DDP at? Well, you know, DDP could not be with us. I know he'll listen to this show, this very show that we're on right now. He'll listen to it later. DDP could not be with us. I know why everybody else left the chat room, because he's not here, because everybody likes DDP. But he had some bed bug problems, so his parents had to bomb the house, so they had to leave for a few hours today. Bed bugs. Ugh. I hope I never see those damn things on my bed. Coffee said in the chat room, for everybody that left the chat room, if you're listening to me through your car or whatever or on your laptop, Coffee said in the chat room, he said, Red Bull? That crap is disgusting. I don't even want to know Coffee, because I've never drank it. Never. Never in my life have I ever drank Red Bull. I'm serious. I know, it's hard to believe, just listening to me it sounds like bullshit because I'm talking through the radio and you're not able, none of you are able to look at my face to make sure I'm being honest with you. But I can assure you, ladies and gentlemen, I'm being 100% honest with all of you and with coffee as well. I've never, ever drinking Red Bull, and I never will. And don't even get me started, coffee, on that whole Mountain Dew shit. Oh, my God. Ugh. That tastes like, well, if there's any ladies listening to me, plug your ears for a second. Guys, we all know that smell when us men go into, you know, the guy's bathroom at some random restaurant, right? And it smells like that. You know that smell I'm talking about. It starts with a U. I'm not even going to say it on the air because women don't like to hear that stuff from me, so I politely decline not to use that word. But that's what Mountain Dew tastes like. That's why I don't drink that Mountain Dew crap either. Disgusting. Coffee said, well, I don't really have a problem with Mountain Dew. The only Mountain Dew that Coffee likes is the Baja Blast from Taco Bell. He said, that stuff, that's awesome. If you say so, Coffee. If you say so. Ladies and gentlemen, if you like impromptu conversation, stuff like that, like what you just heard from with the conversation going back and forth between myself and Sonny Clark today, well then, I know, I said it on the Sports Opinion Show page, and I've been saying it on Twitter. Disregard everything I said on social media and on the Sports Opinion official Facebook page and on Twitter, on my own personal Twitter. Ignore everything I said because that was, I don't know why I said that last week. Last week I said that this week, today, that Alan Martin would be coming back for part two, which I don't even know what I was thinking when I said that last week or why I even put that out there on social media last week. Disregard all that crap. That was wrong. Alan Martin will be back for part two next week on the 4th of July. Yes, we are calling it the Alan Martin 4th of July special. It's going to be awesome. I mean, wouldn't that be cool if both the Alan Martin and the hardest working man in sports, Sonny Clark, could join us together? I know Alan Martin's going to be here, but I'm kind of inquisitive to involve Sonny Clark. But I don't think that could be possible because he already, you know, you heard what he said earlier. He said that he made an executive decision to take an executive day off today. And that's why he joined me throughout the entire show. Next week, get ready. Alan Martin returns. The Alan Martin returns on the 4th of July special. It'll be a special show with the Alan Martin, 4th of July, next week. I can't wait. Coffee. I know what you're planning for next Friday. Immediately after the show goes off the air next week, Coffee's going to pull out those illegal fireworks that I know he has. I'm not condemning him for it. Because, you know, Arthur, if there are any cops listening to me from Union City, California, and from Newark, California, I will tell you now, yes, those bottle rockets and other illegal activities going off both in Union City and in Newark, California, back between 1996 and 1999, it was me and my friends, okay? That was us. We were the ones that doing all that illegal stuff. Every time the cops drove by, if you were an officer in any one of those cities, that was us, okay? That was us. Actually, I had no experience with doing it. I just watched my friends do it. I wasn't going to light anything because my older friend at the time, he said, You better stand back. You and your brothers let me do this. You have no experience with matches, and if you try doing it by yourself, you're going to lose a finger or three or four of them. So he's the one that actually lit the match. He lit the match. He threw the matches inside the bottle rocket, closed it, and shook it up for 3 seconds. You know how sometimes in wrestling when a referee comes in or somebody else comes in and just does a really, really super fast count for the hell of it? They come in and they go, 1, 2, 3. And somebody gets screwed over like Montreal. Y'all remember that, right? That's how fast it went. He only shook the bottle for 3 seconds. Then he opened it, ran his ass back to where we were hiding on the sidewalk, and we just let that thing shoot right up in the air. Coffee said, I have none. I don't like fireworks. Come on, Coffee. Believe you, and I have to take your word for it. Just like everybody has to take my word for it that I've never, ever drank Red Bull. And I never will. Oh, man, this has been an exciting show. I know we didn't have time to review it, ladies and gentlemen, but Slammiversary was good and half bad pay-per-view presented by TNA, a.k.a. Impact Wrestling. That's all I'm going to say about that. But ladies and gentlemen, check this out. Next week, because it's 5 minutes beforehand, next week on our 4th of July special, with the Alan Martin coming back for part two, we're going to talk sports and we're going to talk wrestling. You can find the Alan Martin on Twitter, as he mentioned last week. He will be joining us next week. I mean, that guy is so funny. I saw his Facebook this morning. Alan, you're a week early, pal, but he posted the fact that I got the weekend off. Who's ready for the 4th of July? Who's coming over to help me do fireworks? Alan, buddy, if I lived in Texas, if I lived down the street, you know damn well I would come join you. But since, you know, your old protege, your old pal from radio, Gary Cantrell, the married guy that he is now, he's a married man, him and his wife might be able to come up there and visit you. They live a whole hell of a lot closer to you than I do. I'm all the way over here in California, nowhere near Texas. DDP, we missed you very much in the chat room today, but I know that DDP will be back next week, as will all of us. And I know that today's subject was give the fans your best. Look, every single sport, you're going to have to give the fans your best. After all, you're the one forcing us to pay thousands and thousands of dollars for your merchandise, for your ticket sales, and for your damn ridiculous food prices. $7 for a damn little pizza. Give me a break. But, so this Sunday on pay-per-view, with the Money in the Bank pay-per-view coming up, how about just for one pay-per-view, or actually for the rest of our lives, get rid of the writers. Wrestling does not need writers anymore. It's like what I said about Brodus Clay when I was telling Sonny Clark about it. And he said that he left because they said he wasn't being supportive enough. He wasn't there. He wasn't being a team player. Well, they weren't letting him. They're like, well, we don't have anything for you to do. Maybe you could get involved in the match? Or how about you just stand on the ring apron and look like Brodus Clay, like you? Which made no sense to him 2 months ago at the last pay-per-view. the last big pay-per-view, which was WrestleMania. So that's the way it goes. That's just the way it goes. Ah. Yeah, I kind of like that band too, Coffee. My little brother, he's a really big fan of that band. He loves that band a lot. A lot. And speaking of love, I love all of you, Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, it is time to call it quits. But we'll be back next week for a very special 4th of July episode. Join us then, won't you? We'll see you next week. Same time, same place. Same NDB Media channel. Peace! I'm out of here.
Heading to the top rope, and it's in it! Frog splash! Come on! Get it! Do it! Two!
He looked and he saw his dad, John Hancock, on a brand new 15-year contract. He goes, so now what do I do? They go, well, you're not leaving. You leave, that's a breach of contract, and you're going to owe us $7.6 billion.
Because only the tough survive. That's the reason you ain't in it. And this punk holding the camera reading he ain't in it. Reading these rednecks out here ain't in it because it's a tough business.
Terrific.
What, is that all you got?
I'll ask you the standard question. You know?
Standard question.
I think this is fake.
You think it's fake?
What's that? Is that fake? Huh? What the hell's wrong with you? That's open hand slap, huh?
Welcome to the Fourth Opinion Show.
You have made a huge mistake. And if I ever see you in person, I am telling you on camera, please don't edit this out. I will rip you from limb to limb for destroying my reputation in your phony book full of lies, calling me a somebody who just wants to gain attention to themselves and a has-been. That's all I have to say about this, Jericho.